Chapter 1. Leaving Miss Pinkerton's. It was a sunny June morning in London in the early 1800s when Amelia Sedley and her friend Rebecca Sharp got into the Sedley family's carriage and left Miss Pinkerton's Academy for Young Ladies. Amelia had just finished 6 years of schooling and was considered a pleasant, refined, moral young woman. Amelia was 17 and the daughter of a rich London businessman. She was a pretty little creature, although her nose was rather short. But she had a beautiful smile and eyes that were full of happiness, except when she cried, which was much too often, because Amelia cried over anything. Rebecca Sharp, who everyone called Becky, was 19 years old and had come to Miss Pinkerton's Academy 2 years earlier. Her job was to speak French to the girls. For this, she was paid a few pounds, given a room and meals in the school, and the opportunity to go to classes in her free time. Becky's father had occasionally taught drawing at Miss Pinkerton's. He drank a lot and was in debt most of the time. After Becky's mother died, and shortly before his own death, he had asked Miss Pinkerton to give Becky a job. Miss Pinkerton had agreed, because she knew that Becky's mother, who was French, had taught Becky to speak French perfectly. Becky was small and pale, with brown hair and large, attractive eyes. She knew what it was like to be poor, and to deal with debt collectors, unlike Miss Pinkerton and her students. One day, Miss Pinkerton asked Becky to teach music in addition to French, but she didn't offer her any more money. Becky refused, and after that, she and Miss Pinkerton argued frequently. When Miss Pinkerton heard that a rich gentleman and Member of Parliament, the Baronet Sir Pitt Crawley, was looking for a young woman to be a governess for his two daughters, she was very happy to recommend Becky and get her out of the school. Becky immediately accepted the offer, happy to leave the school. But before beginning her new job, she decided to spend 2 weeks with Amelia, her only friend from Miss Pinkerton's. A short time later, the carriage arrived at the Sedleys' house in Russell Square, an elegant area of London. There was an atmosphere of excitement as Mr. and Mrs. Sedley, with all the servants, stood at the entrance to welcome the girls. Amelia couldn't wait to show Becky the entire house, her books, her piano, her dresses, and her jewellery. When they went into her room, Amelia saw two cashmere shawls on her bed. "Oh, Becky," she said excitedly, "look at these shawls. My brother must have brought them for me from India." "I wish I had a brother," said Becky, who was an only child. "You must love him very much." "I do, but he went to work in India when I was only 5 years old, and we haven't seen each other much," Amelia answered. "He's back in London now. He became ill and has come back to England to recuperate." "He must be rich," said Becky. "They say that all Englishmen who work in India are rich." "Yes, I believe he made a lot of money there," Amelia said. "Is his wife pretty?" Becky asked innocently. "His wife?" Amelia laughed. "Becky, Joseph isn't married." Becky began to see an interesting possibility in the situation. "If Mr. Joseph Sedley is rich and unmarried," she thought, "why shouldn't I marry him?"